Musicians have long hoped that raising their voices in song would make the world a better place.
I'd like to teach the world to sing.
But at times their efforts were co-opted by crass commercialism.
I'd like to buy the world a Coke and keep it company. That's the real.
The tradition will be kept alive next Saturday at concerts in cities around the world. Musician Bob Geldof, who raised millions of dollars for Africa with 1985's Live 8 concert, is organizing a reprise of sorts called Live 8. He's not trying to raise money. Geldof is trying to raise consciousness. Weekend Edition essayist Alfred Lubrano wonders if raising the collective voice of the music world does much good.
Now, I'd like to buy the world a Coke, same as the next fella. But that's not going to solve the problem, so here's Geldof's plan. Hard, flinty presidents and prime ministers, men who've ordered cities bombed and citizens into battle in some cases, will hear Snoop Dogg do Drop It Like It's Hot, or Faith Hill do Let's Go to Vegas.
Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Here's a single life can buy. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Bet on love and let it ride.
And this music is supposed to get them to stop and say, wow, I better help Africa. Never mind, by the way, that past colonialism, slave trading, and warmongering by a few of these self-same G8 countries helped make Africa the mess it is in the first place. Meanwhile, most of the people who'll be attending these concerts don't know G8 from V8. Oh, and then there's the Paul McCartney thing. Once more, Sir Paul will race into the breach, playing a Live 8 set in London. Often at these concerts for humanity kind of things, Paul will show up and sing Let It Be.
Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom.
Lovely song, lovely man. But since Paul started singing it in 1970, sadly, there's been no appreciable improvement in world conditions. 5 years after the song came out, in fact, Pol Pot began his homicidal purification campaign in Cambodia. Then there was Bosnia, Rwanda, September 11th, Iraq. Still, Paul kept singing Let It Be. Perhaps we should ask ourselves whether Paul McCartney is not just failing to bring world peace, but actually making things worse by singing about it. Okay, maybe that's unfair. If you're looking for pop power to change hearts and minds, however, I'd go with Annie Lennox, scheduled to sing at Live 8 in London. It's not her music. She's just kind of scary in an aging dominatrix sort of way. Forgive Africa's debt or I'll crush you, little G8 man.
Well, I was born an original sinner. I was born from original sin. And if I had a dollar bill for all the things I've done, there'd be a mountain of money piled up to my chin.
It could happen. If not, they could always get Paul to sing Let It Be one more time.
Alfred Lubrano is a staff writer at the Philadelphia Inquirer.